For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Caleb Suggs. New daily cases of COVID-19 continue to rise in Shelby County and across the state. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, health officials are asking the public to stick with masking and limit social interactions.
Tennessee is one of 31 states across the country on the White House's growing list of, quote, red zones. That means last week it had more than 100 new COVID cases per 100,000 residents. The state currently has the 16th highest rate in the country. The numbers are concerning for Shelby County health officials, who also reported a local three-day average of almost 300 new cases per day on Tuesday. David Sweat, the deputy director at the health department, says both surging local numbers and those in surrounding rural counties, which depend on the Memphis area's healthcare system, are driving up hospitalizations.
Saturday morning, we were modeling hospital data and predicting that by mid-November, we would have 230 people in the hospital.
But he says those November numbers are already here. There were 238 COVID-positive cases in area hospitals as of Monday, not including people waiting for test results. In recent weeks, the health department has implemented new contact tracing methods to better understand where transmission is taking place. Sweat says data analysis hasn't so far produced any standout trends, but there are
people reporting going out to eat in restaurants, people having social gatherings in their homes, attending parties. We also have people talking about employment and employment-related clusters.
Sweat says the health department has noted increases in positive cases among people who work in some sort of healthcare setting. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.